I'm Daniel.
I'm Scott.
And welcome back to our show.
Yes, we are so happy to be with you.
Did you have some kind of problem with your larynx
I decided to digitize myself.
I see.
I'm always on the cutting edge of technology, Daniel. Don't you know that about me?
I do. You know, when I need advice about technology in my life,
Who do you go to, Daniel?
The first thing I do is I walk over to my Alexa and I ask her to message you.
And I communicate my vast amount of technological knowledge I impart through the wonderful Alexa device onto
through
you.
The tubes of the interwebs.
Yes.
I wonder how many
of their Alexa devices have gone off. Alexa, dim all the lights.
Okay, stop. Alexa. Stop. Stop.
Alexa, set a timer for 5 minutes. I stopped.
And now you're just going to make people angry. Just going to make
people angry. I alienated our three listeners.
How dare you. So how you been, Scott?
You know, Daniel, I can be honest or I can be podcasty. Podcasty, I've been great. So many good things are happening and life is really special.
Everything's coming up roses.
You'll be twirl, you'll be gray, gonna hide the whole
but
world.
But what's the real story, though?
Everything is going to shit, and everything's falling apart, and I am figuratively at the end of my rope.
Yes.
I have one nerve, and it's infected and swollen, and anything that gets near it irritates the living, breathing
What could be going so wrong in your life?
Well, the world's going to shit, but also there's all kinds of things that are happening because of the economy with threatened pensions and threatened health care and all kinds of things that were very, very settled in Drew's and my life and now are in upheaval because of the orange shit stain and also the Supreme Court and our marriage is once again, it's going to be in danger. I mean, it's absurd. It is absurd. And so I'm very tense. And if I keep drinking every single night, I'm going to kill myself. So I can't drink a bottle of vodka every single night. So I
the good news here.
Yes.
Is that there's only, 22 days, and this will all be over. 22, 23 days.
But that's the other thing is, how will it be over?
One way or the other, it will be over 22, 23 days from now.
Yeah.
I think this is a thing of like, okay, well, which I have gone on record on many shows. I will go on record on this show. He's going to lose. He's going to lose badly. But 22, 23 days, it'll be over.
Are you seriously? You're convinced?
Yes.
That he is going to lose and lose badly.
Oh God, horribly. He's going to lose horribly. He's going to have that that Walter Mondale look on his face.
God, I hope you're. I hope, Daniel, so much that you're right.
He's gonna have the Mike Dukakis helmet on the Walter Mondale face. That's how badly he's gonna lose.
Wow, that's a heck of a combination.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Well,
I was going to say, how are you, darling? You asked me.
I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm fine. I'm doing well. We don't do much.
Who does?
Like to stay in, but it's getting cooler now, so we can actually start doing some projects outside. So
it's getting cooler here too. It's 104 today.
I went to a outlet mall. An outlet mall, specifically to buy some power tools because I needed something. So I now
is that
have
a euphemism? Is no, that a euphemism? A euphemism. Oh, he froze up, darling. You froze for a second. Now you're fine.
No. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, you have both dogs today.
Yes.
Because I see that Howie is standing
Howard's,
at the door.
Howard wants to go out. So Eunice has crashed in her corner, as she always is, but Howard wants to go out so bad.
Howard.
He wants to say hi to the cleaning ladies who are here today with masks and everything.
Aw. Yeah. But I went and bought a nail.
Power tools.
A nail gun and a jigsaw.
Oh, wow. And what, pray tell, will you be using those two items on?
So the jigsaw I will be using for a project that will be going up on our YouTube channel, because I'm corkifying one of our walls.
Tell us a little about your YouTube channel before you go any further.
Oh, it's a wonderful YouTube channel about Disney and Disney pin trading, Scott.
What's it called?
The WDW Aristocrafts.
Is that like the oil? The lubricant, WDW?
Yes, just okay. Like that.
It's the lubricant. You're making cork boards for your lubrication.
I have a lot of cork tiles, and I wanted to make a cork wall for our excess pins, but I don't want to glue the cork to the wall, because when we do sell the house eventually, it would be just, you know, hideous. So I bought some very thin board at Home Depot, and I need to cut it with a jigsaw to fit, and then that's going to get screwed onto the wall, and then the cork will go to that.
Do you have something running in the background, darling, because you keep freezing on me?
I am not freezing at all.
Okay, it must be me, and I apologize. I don't know why. Okay. But we can continue, I think that leave that piece of real life Zoom podcasting in there.
That's right.
Sometimes I'll miss a sentence, and I want to be able to respond correctly. So you said you were slapping, and I agree, you should not glue corkboard to a wall, because you'll never get it off.
Yeah, so I'm going to be screwing the things up there. And then I bought the nail gun because several pickets from the fence in our yard have broken, so I've got them to redo them. These are both cordless, by the way. They fit on the same Ryobi cordless system as our other stuff.
Ryobi's expensive. Ooh.
But we have the weed eater and the shop vac and the...
Aren't you a little domestic god?
I know.
It's wonderful. And you're still young enough to have the energy to do all that shit.
I just dug up a guava tree last weekend with my brother.
Oh, how rude.
I didn't want it. I didn't want it in my yard. And so I didn't want to just kill it. So we dug it up deep so that he could take it and put it in his yard.
Well, that's a good thing.
I know.
That's a good thing. Save a guava, save a life.
Save a guava. You know, here in Tampa, we had an annual celebration for many years called Guavaween.
You had an annual.
We had an annual celebration here called Guavaween.
That is kind of fruity and spooky all at the same time. It's like a mashup.
It was a monster mashup.
Looking in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. Go ahead.
It was sponsored by Jack Daniels. So it was basically a big drinking fest. You know, none of this matters, Scott. This isn't even on our board here. But before we get into our topics today.
Yes, please. Take care of some business.
So, excuse me. I'm speaking?
Okay. Oh.
I'm speaking.
Do I have a fly on my head? Just tell me. Do I have a fly on my head?
You don't.
Okay.
Although the line of the night goes to Nicole Wallace on MSNBC, who pointed out that the fly never got shooed away. It just got bored and left on its own.
Uh-huh. I have seen some of the funniest memes in my life with this fly on that creep's head.
Yes. But I felt like it was 90 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
Well, yeah, there were moments, but once again, I think it's unnecessary. It's what
it is.
You said in the beginning, and I've come to agree with completely that it's unnecessary. But it's I could not watch. I had to watch it. I needed to see it. But nothing, you know, nothing happened. It's crap. So we'll see.
It was. And then the other presidential one got postponed or whatever. So tonight, after we're done recording here, both. Trump and Biden will be having separate town halls on different networks.
Well, that's going to do great. That'll be really good.
Yeah. I'm probably not going to watch it. So anyway, it's not important. Let's get right into our topic, shall we?
Well, you know, I was hoping that you'd get around to it. I mean, Christ. Go ahead.
I was watching this show on Netflix, which was told that I got one of those suggestion things of like, hey, Netflix thinks you'll enjoy this new thing. that just hit. And it was The Boys in the Band.
Oh, yes. The remake.
And I vaguely recall The Boys in the Band from a very old videotape movie that I had watched a long time ago. There was a version that was made like in the 70s. I know it's a play, but it was made into a movie back in the 70s with the original Broadway cast or off-Broadway cast. And there was a revival on Broadway. And now, so the version that is on Netflix is with that cast. All of the actors in the Netflix version are openly gay actors that you would know. Zachary Quinto, Jim Parsons, all of those.
Well, you wouldn't know them all. Some of them were relatively obscure.
Yeah, but they're all, the point is they're all openly gay actors.
Yes, they are all out of the closet homosexuals.
Yes.
Or as I like to call them, cocksuckers.
So here's my thing. And it's not just this play, Boys in the Band. I also found this in Tales of the City, the Armistead Maupin.
I cannot speak to that as I have not read it nor seen it.
Okay, well, PBS had a big Armistead. But I feel like there's a certain type of gay socializing of that time, of that era, that is just incredibly fucking bitchy. Like they get off on just like digging on each other. I couldn't finish watching Boys in the Band because I hate that so much. And it's just like, how are these people friends? They clearly hate each other's guts. And yet they're, and was it a case of because they were underground, that this was their only group that they could have, and they did hate each other and they had to be together because of common interest? Or
I am a little confused at the dichotomy that I am seeing, in that you love, I believe, RuPaul's Drag Race. And there ain't nothing bitchier than a drag queen. And if you and the cat fights that go on between drag queens are epic. That's one thing. The second thing is The Boys in the Band was written in the 1970s. It's eons away from where gay kids, gay people, gay are now. I mean, yes, we still have miles to go before we rest. But
yeah, and not to correct you, but it was written in the late 60s.
It was staged in 68. Thank you. I don't know all the. It was groundbreaking, astronomically groundbreaking.
If you read the Wikipedia, they had a real hard time getting actors to actually portray gay people on.
Yeah,
and
that's why to this day I cherish and adore Lawrence Luckinbill. Because he was and has always been straight, and yet had no problem being in that play and then being in the movie. I mean, that could have killed his career, and he didn't. And I believe Peter White, I'm not sure though, Peter White is also straight. Don't know. I know definitely Cliff Gorman, who played Emery in the original, was straight. It was a mixture in that one. It was such a different time, but for me, it was an enormous part of my development as a gay man, the original film. I had a friend, you know, what's so funny is this is another thing, not necessarily funny. This is another thing that I never talked about on my show, not because I wanted to keep it secret. It's because it was too big of a subject for me to do it without really thinking about it, really working it out, really getting ready to say everything I wanted to say. And so I ended up saying nothing. And that is simply this. I had a relationship, a friend. He wanted much more, but I could only do friend. He was 20 years my senior, and he introduced me to so many things. And one of them was he took me to see a double feature in a very small little theater in West Hollywood somewhere, a double feature of The Boys in the Band and a movie called Something for Everyone with Michael York and Angela Lansbury, which is another one of my all-time cherished favorite movies. That experience, seeing The Boys in the Band in the theater with my friend Gil, it changed my life. The movie changed my life, and the movie impressed upon me. I mean, I could relate to so many different things about the movie. My husband, who is 7 years my junior, saw it, and it scared the hell out of him because he saw that as he was going to go crazy because he was feeling homosexual feeling. It was really a bad experience for him. To address your point, if I could once in my life not be long-winded, I would be so happy. to address your point, I don't think that there's hatred there. I think that there is self-loathing there. And especially in the case of Michael, there is absolute self-loathing. And so when he gets drunk, he strikes out. He strikes out and makes the world uncomfortable. If you notice, everybody else is taking care of each other in that film. It's Michael that goes up. Harold's a bitch.
Harold's
a bitch, but he's only bitchy towards Michael when Michael turns, when Michael starts drinking again and becomes an asshole. The straight guy comes down and beats up Emery, so that's not that's not a problem with gay people and each other. Mark Crowley, the man who wrote it, did also on Netflix, did a little documentary on the making of the film, of the new film, not the old film. Mm-hmm. And he said he was talking to young gay people, and he asked them, I can't remember exactly what the question was, but the young gay kid says, no, there's no difference at all. We're still as bitchy. We're still as, I don't think you, because you made a face like, oh, like you did a
scoop. No. I would walk out of a dinner party.
I don't think, of course we would as mature adults now, but also you're in a different place, you know, gay for you. We just talked about this last week.
Yeah.
Your gay experience was very, very, very different from mine. Mm-hmm. You know, yours was, your mom said, yeah, what do you want for dinner? My mom said, I can't look at you ever again. There's really a vast difference in our experiences as gay men. And secretive until I was 19 years old, my family didn't know I was gay. So
I wish there would have been some more contextualizing of the show, because I sat down for a cold watch, like, oh, yeah, I vaguely remember this title. Okay, I'll watch it. I like these actors. I'll watch it. And I was like, this is not fun. This is not fun to watch on a Saturday night or whatever.
Well, there is humor in it, and it was put in intentionally for laughs because it's very dire. It's a very, very serious treatise on the way we felt about ourselves and one another, but mostly ourselves. And Michael is the epitome of that, the character of Michael, because he is absolutely self-loathing. And it comes out in anger, and it comes out in being nasty and being cunty and being,
I guess that was the question that I was asking. It's like, is it because of the situation that they were in? And so that I guess that would be my, in a modern retelling of it, I kind of wish that there was some way to set that.
Well, luckily, there's no way to modernly retell it without completely help me, Lord Jesus, rewriting it. I mean, maybe
even if it had been as a flashback, even if it had been, back in my day, we didn't have these things, and he's like, I remember one night back in, blah, blah, blah. Something to set you up for the fact that it's like, why are these people, A, so mean to each other, or, I guess, I will concede that it was a lot of Michael being a dick to everyone.
Well, if you really think about it, think about it and revisit it if you can, and realize that everyone else is taking care of each other. The concept is, here's the concept, that Michael wants to give this nice dinner party, and then his straight friend from college, Alan, shows up and fucks everything up. And it goes to shit really fast. And when it goes to shit, Michael can't. Michael's like, I'm not dealing with this. I'm going to start drinking again and smoking. And when he drinks, he gets vicious and he gets hostile. And that's what happened. And so it turns into a shit show. But everybody else is, Emery is taking care of Bernard, and Bernard's taking care of Emery, and Donald is taking care of everybody. And Matt Bomer was so good in the remake, so good as Donald, just fantastic as Donald.
Plus, you got to see his butt.
Yes, his luscious little tushish. Again, it's such a different time that play was written. Think about that. It was the 60s, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And then, it's 107 years ago. It's a long time ago. And I don't do math on the fly, and or I do pence on the fly, but
the fly is on hard. Pence.
So to answer your question, was there a question?
I think you did answer my question. It's largely just comes from a different time. I think you explained that well. Yeah. If you've watched The Boys in the Band and you have something to say about it, hey, give us a call or send us a voicemail.
Please do that. Voicemail or email about The Boys in the Band.
So, speaking of shit, You know, today and tomorrow are Amazon Prime days.
I'm very excited about this, Daniel. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And one of the items that was that I've been kind of looking at, but I don't know if I want to look at it. It's like, so I've been looking at a bidet.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. And?
My concern is, and not so much in Florida. Like when I was looking at bidets when I lived in Connecticut, I was just
That'd be ice water.
Yeah, it's like, geez, I don't want to do ice water. He's like, you can get
ones that hook up to the hot water line as well.
Right. Now, there was a thing in my brain that said,
well, that's not where you use it. You use it on the thing in your...
No, I know that. Okay. But the thing in my brain was like, brain, I seem to recall that Scott had bought one and raved about it in the past.
Yes.
So is it cold? Is it freezing cold water? I mean, is it just cold water?
It's cold water, but it isn't as disturbing as it seems. You can get them, like I said, hooked up to the hot water line as well, so you can control the temperature. Those are much more expensive. These are incredibly reasonably priced. They're basically a very high-powered squirt gun for your asshole. That's what they are. Yeah. And I'm telling you something, I really don't want to shit anywhere else. After we have gotten used to the... How it all started was when we were cruising, we would cruise in the accommodations from a relatively older ship, but kept to beautiful standards. They all had bidets in the suites. We had never used a bidet in our life. Once you use a bidet, you'll realize how barbaric we wipe our asses in this country with dry toilet paper, scraping the shit up your crack. It's disgusting. It really is disgusting. And, you know, I did that my whole life because that's what we do here. Once you get a bidet, I'm telling you something, that it's squeaky clean, wonderful clean. You use 1/10, 1/15 of the toilet paper, so you save a shit ton of money. See what I did there?
What you did there? I see that. Yes, it was very funny.
I got it around and shit. Yes. And also, not to be too vulgar, but also, who cares? You can power that sucker up so that it gives you a little enema action, too, if you need to squirt out some stuff that might be a little impacted in there. It is an amazing thing, and it's really easy to install, and it's really, I think you can get one for $30 or $35. I have bought four of them. Two of them in our house, and one went away with the old toilet because we didn't want to like save it, and it went away when we got our toilet replaced. And another one I bought for my nephew, who said it's never been the same after using it. You cannot believe the difference of the sanitation. It's unbelievable. You know, we all poop, and I guess we should all talk about the fact that we all poop, and it's a disgusting thing to have to poop. I'm not fond of pooping, but this, if you have to poop. And I believe most of our listeners do have to poop.
Yes.
If you have to poop, get a bidet. Get a squirt gun for your arse hole.
For your arse hole.
Your arse hole.
Is that for our European audience there?
Yeah, for the two arsehole. In Europe.
Yeah. Okay, well, then there you go. I guess I will get a bidet.
I think I'm telling you something. I'm not going to go there. But it just really, really makes it clean. So if you need it to be clean for any reason, it's
clean. You know, I'm always clean.
Because,
you know, if you stay ready.
You know, you've been in the same room with me. We have been in close proximity, and I can tell you there's some odoriferous things going on. If you hear any flapping, by the way, that's my son who flaps his ears when he wants attention. So he's flapping his ears back and forth because he wants out so bad.
He can taste it.
Yes, honey.
Can you do you do a voice for your dogs?
Yeah, voice, yeah.
So can
Seriously, I got to get out the door, seriously. I've had it in here. I'm so sick of this shit. I can't stand it anymore. Sissy's over there laying down sleeping. All I want to do is get out and lick the maids. That's it. It's no big, seriously, there's no big deal. No issues.
So I've been sending you random links over the past week from TikTok, which I've become addicted
to.
And I'll tell you why I'm sending you these links is
Why are you sending me these links?
Because I look at them and I look at the level of engagement that they're getting and I'm like, Scott could do these so much better. It's just like, it's like I'll, I'll send them to you. And if you look at the number of views on them, the number of comments, the number of likes on these things, they're in the upper 70,000s, 80,000 likes and, you know, thousands of comments and reshared and whatnot, on, you know, billions of times. I don't know. Too many times. But I'm just like, you made a little video. I'm going to tell a tale out of school here. You made a little video of, it was a special that, what's her name, the cooking lady had done?
Paula Deen.
And that the gist of the little clip that you had was that she couldn't remember what the fuck to say. And so you were doing the off-camera voice of like telling her what her next line was.
Yes.
And it was funny. And it would be a, if you could take a 30-second piece of that, that would be a perfect TikTok video. It's like that is the encapsulation of TikTok, is a 30-second, you know, some kind of video. And yes, of course, on TikTok, before anyone tells me, you know, yes, there are 10,000 twinks out there on TikTok that do their little thirst trap things and, you know, like, should I come out of the closet or not? Maybe I'll show my face. Maybe I won't. You know, it's like there's all those little things there too. But
what was that word you used for? That do their little what things?
Thirst trap.
Thirst trap?
You know, they sit around shirtless. They sit around shirtless or they, you know, they flex.
Yeah, I just never heard that term.
Yeah, it's a thirst trap.
Thirst trap. Okay.
Yes.
See, I learned today.
Yeah. And apparently there's a lot of young girls on TikTok, although TikTok's really good at figuring out what you like to watch because I don't see any girls ever.
I wonder why.
My TikTok is literally cats, dogs, and twinks. That's it. That's all I get. That's all I get on TikTok. Cats, dogs, and twinks.
Wow.
But no, I feel like it is a platform designed for you.
I would say this. One thing, I'm very flattered that you said those kind words about me and my ability and what I could do. That warms my ice-cold cockles. Number two, I have been my entire life about as lazy and unproductive as a person can get. I pride myself in that mm-hmm. ability. Mm-hmm. And number three, this would involve work. This would involve something that I am doing and that I need to do. And it just that at this point in my life, Grandpa Scott mm-hmm. does not want to add anything onto the plate that I have to do, especially if it became a situation where I was monetizing this shit and I started making money at it and it became a job. I don't know. I don't need any more jobs at all. You know, maybe I'll do one shirtless.
Well, yeah, you could post a thirst trap. Yeah, it's, I feel like
trap. Hey, a fat bald moob guy. Well, that's I'm thirsty. That makes me thirsty. Look at the tits on that guy. Drink it on down, kids.
So I guess there's a no on the TikTok. I mean, I just
why don't
feel
you
like
do TikToks?
I can't do the voices.
All right, you do the video, and I'll loop one for you, and we'll see how it goes.
I will. All right, you know what? I will see if Nessa can send me some raw video of her new puppy.
Yes.
And then I'll clip out some, you know, make it a nice 20-second bit, and then you can voice it.
Only if Nessa dresses her puppy like Sally Bowles from Cabaret.
I can do that.
I'm still bruised. I'm still bruised.
Wait, you're
by
Bruce?
That,
I thought you were Scott.
No, it's not bruised. I'm bruised. Bruised.
So, yeah. You know, you mentioned before that you mentioned before that you only have Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Yes, that's true.
My segues?
Daniel, you are gifted. You are gifted at segues, and I'm not kidding. This one's a little heavy-handed, but most of them are like, wow, because I know what's coming, and I'm like, wow, he's doing this so good, because I know he took the steering wheel, and I know we're going to crash into the next tree.
That's right.
So that's why I was laughing, because I know where you're going when you ask me the question about, yeah.
I'm going straight to the free cock.
Yeah, the free cock, baby.
I'm going straight to the free
cock. Oh my gosh, Daniel. What, are we devolving into porn 48?
We are.
What is free cock?
Okay, so there's a new, as you are aware, right, everybody and their brother has a streaming service, right? CBS has CBS All Access, HBO has HBO Max. There's, you know, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting 19 different streaming services. And they all, of course, hit you up for $5 here, $6 there, right? Disney Plus is $5.99, Apple TV is $4.99, you know, it's like, and if you're Adam Burns, you have all of them.
I love Adam Burns.
But there is, NBC was late to the game. They came out with their Peacock streaming service, but I feel like
Peacock.
Yeah, but I feel like they did the coolest or they did the neatest thing, which is they have a free tier, which I like to call Freecock.
That's why it's Freecock, because it's a free peacock.
Right. And that's where they moved Parks and Rec to, you know, all of the old NBC shows you can watch. And they have the old Hulu-style commercials, so like very limited commercials, you know, like a minute break. Like a given episode of Parks and Rec will have two commercial breaks, each one of them a little bit less than a minute. Okay. And it's like, okay, that's I can do that. That's not so annoying that I, you know, have to go somewhere else. But you can also pay. They have premium things on there that you can, you know, pay a $5 a month and then you can get no commercials and whatever. But I felt like, oh, that's a really nice way of doing that, is to have those kind of things. And there's a lot of freemium kind of services now. So it's not just Freecock. They also have the Roku channel, which has got a bunch of freemium stuff on it. They have Fubo TV and Pluto TV. Both of those have tons of free things on them. Like, if you just wanted TV on, like in the old days, where it was just like you didn't want to have to worry about what you were going to watch, it was just noise in the background, whatever. You could go to Pluto TV, launch it on the Star Trek channel, and it would just keep playing episodes of Star Trek over and over. You know, just random episodes of Star Trek that you don't have to think about, whatever.
Well, I can tell you this.
Yes.
If you
there
recall,
will be no free cock in your house.
We only pay for cock in this house.
I never ever would have had Netflix had it not been for you. Do you recall that?
I do. I do recall.
Yes,
that. Because
averse to it.
Averse to it, and so I bought you a month of it.
You did. You paid for it out of your own pocket and said,
that's
"Look,
right.
Just see if you like it, and I'll be good and goddamned if I didn't fall in love with it."
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have Amazon Prime because of the shipping.
Mm-hmm.
But as a perk, you get their Prime Video.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, was it Netflix or Prime that I just watched
most
of the Judy movie with Renee Zellweger?
I can't
remember if it's Netflix or Prime. But anyway, those two really, along with YouTube, really supply me with all of the visual entertainment that, when Drew gets out of the shower, all of the visual entertainment that I need. But you know what? Once again, I think it's unfair for you to bounce this stuff off of a grandpa. Because
here's the advantage of the Freecock is that it also includes NBC News. So it's like, it's kind of a way to...
No.
All right. Forget about the. All right. So
no,
let's assume that it's
no
after
news.
The president. Let's assume it's after the presidential election.
No, even. Well, that's another topic we can maybe cover next week of how I feel about broadcast news. But go ahead.
No, I was just like, because that's like we pay $30 a month for Sling TV specifically because that's the cheapest way that we can get MSNBC. And Zach likes to watch MSNBC. It's like if that's literally the only thing that we pay for that service for, because MSNBC just isn't available as a.
It doesn't stream on YouTube?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, some of their clips do and whatnot, but he likes to watch specific shows, and it's you know, so that's what he likes to watch. And so, it's way cheaper than cable, right? It was like, we could either buy Sling TV for $30 a month, or we could pay cable, you know, $80 a month to have the cable package or whatever. So we don't have cable TV here. We just have internet.
Right.
So everything we watch is either through an old over-the-air antenna, which we get all of our HD network stuff via an antenna, and then, we pay for everything other than that. The OTTs, as they were, the over-the-top stuff, Disney Plus.
Yes, darling. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I didn't know if you were aware of Freecock and are aware of these other freemium things that were out there.
It's also a public service for our listener
it
that,
is
that they'll be able to hear this
One of the things I think available. That you would like on Pluto TV is they have seasonal channels. So it's like, I know that they have a Halloween one now. It's Ooh. Like, so you could just watch old Halloween shows on the Pluto TV. And all of these things that I'm telling you now, Pluto TV, Fubo TV, Peacock, all of these, there's apps for your Roku for these things. So all you have to do is just download the app on your Roku and then just launch it and go. It's like, there's no complicated, weird thing to do.
Good to know, Daniel. Good to know.
Well, that's exciting. Okay. Yeah. I think we've done it. I think we've done everything that was on the board.
Well, no, I don't think we did everything that was on the board. I have a very, very quick...
I'm so sorry. I skipped right over there. Sorry.
I have a very... It's a very quick story.
Yeah, I'm moving it down. So now that we haven't done everything on the board. It was the orange. There's an orange. Ladies and gentlemen, we use labels to identify which these stories, like what kind of characteristics they have of it. And I'm apparently blind to the color orange.
Oh, you're like an Andromeda strain.
That's right.
The lady couldn't see red, or when it flashed red, her epilepsy kicked up.
Yeah, and then she couldn't see two or three samples because she spaced out.
Yeah. Did you like that movie?
I did. I loved Andromeda Strain.
Excellent. Okay. Just a brief story, because I have never in my entire life, 64 years old, and when I started eating fortune cookies, which is probably about 5 years old, Drew and I had the other night, we decided to have Chinese delivered, and it was so freaking good. I mean, it was really
good. What'd you get?
Chow Fun with barbecue pork, which is the big fat noodles. Oh, they're so good. And Drew got this tangerine pork chop thing. We decided to go, because normally we get we'll get sweet and pungent chicken, or we'll get General So's. Love General So's. Love it. Mm-hmm. So we decided to, let's branch out a little bit. Let's try some. And both dishes were absolutely fucking fantastic. And they give you a handful of fortune cookies. And what we always do is either one of us will take the four or five or six fortune cookies in the plastic wrap. And we'll do this with our hands. I'm shuffling up with my hands. And then the other one will pick. And then that's their fortune cookie. And so Drew did. Drew picked his. And it said, whatever it said. And then you always say in bed at the end, because that's the joke. But anyway, he read his. And his was very nice. And he shuffled them up for me. And I picked mine. And I opened it up. And I cracked the cookie. And there was no fortune. Nothing, not a piece of paper. There was nothing in my cookie but an inside of the cookie. And I thought, if that isn't telling of what kind of fortune I have, nothing else is. I have never in 64 years gotten an empty fortune cookie.
Never.
And on that note,
I don't think I ever have either. I just Googled fortune cookie saying, so if you would like me to, I'll read you one.
Can you give
randomly.
Me one? Because I got an empty cookie. Mm-hmm.
Here's one. Shame on you for thinking a cookie is psychic.
Oh, I love that. That's terrific. That's a good that's a good closer.
The one next to it is funnier though. You just ate cat. All right. Anyway, got nothing. Enjoy your town hall of your choosing tonight. Which town hall are you going to watch?
Neither.
Okay, great.
I'm not interested in people talking when they don't
If the highlights will be on YouTube tomorrow. You can watch if anything stupid was said, you'll see it on YouTube tomorrow.
Okay. I'm happy. I had a very good time with you today, Daniel. Thank you.
Why, thank you, Scott. You know what we didn't say at the beginning of the show?
What?
We forgot to tell people that November 3rd is Election Day and that you need to get off your butt and make sure that you vote. And your deadline for registering is probably already passed in every single state. However, there are still some mail-in ballot deadlines that have not passed yet. By this point, you should have your damn mail-in ballot or you should be planning on going to early voting to one of the places to early vote, whatever. You can find all of that information, vote.org, and make sure that you participate.
Vote blue, vote blue, vote blue, vote blue, vote blue.
You know what? I have an idea.
What?
We can give away...
I guess we're not out of time, huh?
No, we can give away a prize.
We can?
Yes.
What prize? I thought we were out of time, Daniel. I thought you
we
said
are, but this is fast. This is fast.
Okay, okay.
We can give away a prize.
All right.
The prize is going to be two...
A shot of me shirtless.
No, thirst trap. Vera thirst trap. The prize will be a Sculpey creation.
Oh, a Sculpey, because you do Sculpey like I do.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
do Sculpey like I do Sculpey.
So it'll be a Sculpey decoration of, it can either be Christmas or Halloween. You can choose one of the two and we'll make you a little, each of us will make you a little Sculpey organ, you know.
Organ?
Not organ.
Did you say organ?
Ornament. Ornament.
I'll make a Sculpey organ.
Okay. But here's the thing. You need to be the first person to leave us a voice message telling us what the hidden message is in our show titles.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Oh, yes. I forgot okay. that,
now,
Daniel.
Now, the show titles, there's a hidden message in the show titles that is not quite yet complete. It'll be complete on November 3rd, but which is also a Tuesday. But so it will be complete on November, but if you're the first person to correctly tell us what the secret message in our show titles are, then you will win an original Sculpey creation from both Scott. So you'll get two of them, one from me, one from Scott.
And also to say that it is not necessarily all our show titles.
Correct.
Yes.
But it's still hidden. That's why it's hidden.
Yes.
It's okay. hidden. It's yeah. hidden very well. All right, Scott, I will talk to you next week then.
Yes, you will, Daniel, and I look forward to it. It makes my Tuesdays very happy, and I'm being sincere.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to That Darn Elvis. If you would like to contact the show, you can email us contact@thatdarnelvis.com or send us a voicemail by going to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com. You can always find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatdarnelvis. On Twitter, Scott is @AuntieVera and Daniel is @DanielBrewer. As you disembark, remember that this podcast is traveling at the same speed as you. Please watch your step. Thank you.